Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The White House chief of staff says there was no federal distribution plan for the coronavirus vaccine left by the Trump administration. NPR's Joel Rose reports the Biden administration is focused on ramping up vaccine distribution.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain praised the push to develop new vaccines during the Trump administration. But in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Klain said that distribution of those vaccines has been, quote, chaotic.
The process to distribute the vaccine, particularly outside of nursing homes and hospitals, out into the community as a whole, did not really exist when we came into the White House.
Vaccinations initially lagged far behind the Trump administration's target of inoculating 20 million Americans by the end of 2020. But the pace has begun to pick up, with total vaccinations topping 1 million per day several times in the last week. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is expected to issue several executive actions this week on a number of topics, including climate change. Last week, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
We're not entirely sure what strategies Biden is actually going to use to try to cut greenhouse gas emissions. We know that he's likely to invest money in renewable energy sources. He may toughen efficiency standards for appliances, you know, your refrigerator. Fuel economy standards for the nation's cars will likely go up. But all of that stuff is going to take time.
NPR's Nathan Rott reporting. The Kremlin is dismissing yesterday's anti-government protests across Russia as insignificant, saying President Vladimir Putin enjoys the support of most Russians. Activists say nearly 3,600 people were arrested for turning out to support opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Lucian Kim has more from Moscow.
Saturday's protests swept across Russian cities, large and small, with demonstrators demanding Alexei Navalny be released from jail. He was arrested a week ago after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning he blames on President Putin. Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov spoke on state TV. He said few protesters turned out and that many people have voted for Putin. Peskov also accused the United States of interfering in Russian politics after the American embassy in Moscow tweeted its support for Russians' right to free expression and peaceful assembly. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, are playing the Buffalo Bills at this hour. Both teams are trying for a spot in this year's Super Bowl. The score at last check, 24-15 Chiefs in the third. The winner plays the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat Green Bay today, 31-26. Tom Brady is going back to the Super Bowl, but this year he'll be with the Buccaneers. Super Bowl 55 will be played in Tampa Bay on February 7th. You're listening to NPR News. One of the many industries devastated by the pandemic was Broadway and theaters around the country. Now, officials want to know what will make frequent theatergoers return to live performances. Well, according to a new COVID-19 impact survey, it boils down to two things: widespread vaccinations and the wearing of masks. Jeff London explains.
The website Theater Mania and its owner Audience View surveyed 3,300 members of its online community last November and December. 94% of the respondents went to the theater at least twice a year, but 63% said they went every chance they could. The participants skewed older, age 40 and above, and more than three-quarters said they've attended virtual theater events during the pandemic. 94% said they wouldn't be comfortable without a mandatory mask requirement, and 70% said widespread vaccinations were the most important element to get them to return. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
SpaceX launched its first dedicated SmallSat rideshare program mission from Cape Canaveral in Florida this morning. It's a rideshare program for satellites and included hundreds of pieces of government equipment along with 10 Starlink satellites. SpaceX says it's the most equipment ever shipped out on a single mission. Asian markets are trading higher at last check. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up about 0.3%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up about 1%. And U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.